From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Spending in sight, it's a disaster, of course, but not as bad as it has been or could have been, I guess. Fair?
No, yeah, that is fair. I just very want to get off topic very quickly, Mike. I would have talked about that impress bill, but don't really understand the detail yet of what he was asked. But what I will say extremely quickly is level 4 lockdowns cannot be part of our long-term COVID response, correct, because we simply can't afford it.
50 plus 41 is 91 billion. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, $500 million plus in wage subsidies every week we're staying on. So common sense has to prevail. Other strategies have an acceptance of some risk. But anyway, let's get off. Let's talk about the BNZ spending data. Look, the thesis here is that this lockdown and the economic interruption will be less pronounced because of that, the bounce, the post-lockdown bounce might not be as sharp. But to look into that, you need data, real-time data. So come on down the BNZ. BNZ card spending data really helping us out with understanding how consumers are reacting to this lockdown. And they're doing that by giving us very up-to-date spending data from their network. Great info, gold star of the BNZ for this. So this is card spending data for the week ending the 3rd of September. So that's last Friday. Now, spending really picked up last week compared to the week before. So up 12%, in fact. Total weekly card spending is now 37% lower than it was on average over the 4 weeks prior to lockdown. So yes, it craters, but why don't we compare that to what happened in 2020? So if we compare that to lockdown level 4.1, last year's lockdown, card spending in an equivalent week was 61% lower. So there's no debate that the decline in spending is really significant, but it's significantly less severe than in 2020. So just quickly looking at regional data, Auckland and Wellington, they're down 40, 41% respectively. Other regions hit harder. Otago region, and I assume that captures Queenstown, the Queenstown Lakes here, Taranaki, Marlborough, circa 60% fall. Spending on IT type stuff, that actually went up. But the key message here is there's wider use and acceptance of online spending this time, and that's cushioning the decline in overall spending.
All right, talk to me about Bitcoin. Surely El Salvador can't really be flying its flag in a way that would reassure most of the world.
Yeah, it's hardly going to be a pristine example of an open and sort of economy where you want to trial something. But anyway, yeah, cryptocurrencies haven't really been headlines lately. But I do note that we had a Parliamentary Finance and Expenditure Committee this week covering off a parliamentary inquiry into cryptocurrencies. The Bitcoin price has been very volatile again in trading this week. We've seen wild swings. It fell over 10%. In the course of an hour at one stage. And this is a feature of cryptos, these wild price swings for no apparent reason. And it's one of the factors why more traditional investment managers don't embrace cryptos as a new asset class, because something that moves 10% in an hour tends to freak out your investors. But this week, Mike, we've also been watching this commencement of this monetary policy experiment in El Salvador, who've adopted Bitcoin as legal tender alongside the US dollar. I kid you not. Now, the process hasn't gone completely smoothly. Look, it's a very unique, very small test case. You download an app, you get $30 worth of Bitcoin as a reward, and away you go. Now, the government's supported the initiative, I believe, with a rollout of 200 Bitcoin ATMs where you convert Bitcoin to US dollars and you get that out. But look, the El Salvadorian government hasn't really gone all in on this. They only own $25 million worth of Bitcoin, so it's not exactly an earth-shattering experiment, but the crypto supporters are eagerly watching the initiative. And we'll see how it goes.
Lay the numbers on me.
Right. The Dow Jones is actually down today, down 85 points, 0.24%, 35,014. As I look at the S&P 500, 4513, down 6. And I look at the NASDAQ, 15,280, down 94.61%. The FTSE 100 lost 0.75% last night, closing at 7,095. The Nikkei, 30,181, up 265. The Japanese share market's been on a tear, Mike. It's up over 10% in the last 3 weeks, up another 0.9% yesterday. Shanghai Composite, 3,675, down 1. The ASX 200 lost 18 points yesterday, 0.25%. Closing at 7,512. And we had a bit of a weaker day yesterday, Mike. We lost just under 1%, 129 points. The NZX 50 closing at 13,193. Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets, 0.7108 against the US, 0.9635. Ooh, stronger there against the Aussie. 0.6011 euro, 0.5159 pounds, 78.35 Japanese yen. Gold, $1,792.70. Brent crude, $72.48.
You have a good one, mate. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.